They synthesized over 100 studies spanning 3 decades just to understand exactly how feed and environmental variables dictate mineral retention in Atlantic salmon.
And that matters directly to your operations. The data reveals some crucial blind spots in our current production metrics, and it proves that advanced feed formulations can actively design the nutritional profile of the final harvested product.
A whole new era of communication in the global aquaculture industry is coming. Now you have the brightest minds in aquaculture right in your pocket. And what's best? You can listen to all of them while driving to a farm, traveling, or running errands. It's never been this good, and it's never been this simple. Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production. Inspired by the 2025 article titled, Factors Influencing the Mineral Composition of Atlantic Salmon, Salmosalar for Human Consumption, Insights for Nutrition and Aquaculture Practices, by John Shin, Beth Penrose, and Louise R. Adams.
Welcome to this highly focused deep dive into aquaculture nutrition and production. Today we are jumping straight into a comprehensive 2025 study by researchers Zahn, Shin, Beth Penrose, and Louise R. Adams. It is titled, Factors Influencing the Mineral Composition of Atlantic Salmon for Human Consumption, Insights for Nutrition and Aquaculture Practices.
It really is a massive piece of literature.
It is. The scale alone is impressive. They synthesized over 100 studies spanning 3 decades just to understand exactly how feed and environmental variables dictate mineral retention in Atlantic salmon.
And that matters directly to your operations. The data reveals some crucial blind spots in our current production metrics, and it proves that advanced feed formulations can actively design the nutritional profile of the final harvested product.
Yeah, I want to dig into those blind spots first, because the sizing data gap they found is, frankly, a bit shocking. Over 3/4 of the available research focuses entirely on small salmon weighing under 1 kilogram.
Right, and commercial production obviously harvests mature fish well over 3 kilograms.
Sometimes double that.
Exactly. So relying heavily on data from those juvenile stages leaves a massive gap in understanding the true metabolic retention of a market-ready salmon.
Because a juvenile in an indoor freshwater tank operates completely differently than an adult in a seawater net pen.
The physiology changes entirely. Their osmoregulation adapts. And then you add in the geographical bias.
Oh, right. Nearly 90% of the analyzed data originates from Norway.
Norway is a powerhouse, sure, but where you grow the fish fundamentally changes the product. Water chemistry acts as a direct nutritional input.
So the regional water profiles dictate the mineral absorption.
Yes. Chilean-produced Atlantic salmon exhibit significantly higher levels of iron, manganese, and zinc.
Just inherently from the environment.
Exactly, from the water and the local microorganisms. Meanwhile, production in the United Kingdom yields higher iodine content, and Spanish production shows higher selenium.
Which means to optimize global aquaculture, we desperately need more localized data.
We do, especially from major production hubs like Chile and Australia, to account for those specific regional farming practices.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A diet forge changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try DietForge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
Well, we might not be able to control the ocean chemistry, but we do control the feed. And the industry's shift from marine-based ingredients to terrestrial-based ingredients over the last decade is a huge part of this study.
Right. It is one of the greatest technical triumphs for large-scale production.
I mean, it had to happen for sustainable scaling, but terrestrial plants have inherently lower trace mineral content than marine ingredients.
They do, and they contain compounds that actively block mineral absorption.
They essentially fight back.
Exactly. They act like a molecular sponge, soaking up the minerals before the fish can absorb them.
But the industry engineered its way out of that deficit.
They did. Despite those hurdles, targeted mineral supplementation in commercial feeds has successfully maintained the nutritional density of the salmon.
Which paves the way for the most exciting opportunity here, biofortification.
We are moving past just baseline maintenance.
Right. The study shows a very strong positive correlation between the concentration of certain minerals in the feed and the retention in the fish tissue.
The successes with selenium and iodine are particularly staggering. Elevating iodine in the feed can actually increase the muscle iodine concentration sevenfold.
A sevenfold increase just from the diet?
Yes, allowing producers to transform the fillet into a highly fortified product that meets over 150% of adult daily requirements.
And the best part is, it doesn't negatively impact the physiological health or the growth rate of the salmon at all.
The feed conversion ratio and the production metrics stay highly profitable, but this brings up a crucial discrepancy in how we measure that retention versus what actually goes to market.
Right, because most historical data relies on whole body analysis to determine feed efficiency.
You grind up the whole fish to measure the minerals, but the muscle is the primary product.
And the tissue distribution data shows they don't store minerals equally.
Not even close. The whole body gives a great overall picture, but different tissues hoard different things. The liver stores massive amounts of copper and iron,
while the vertebrae store all the calcium and phosphorus.
Precisely. So a spike in whole body iron might just mean the liver absorbed it, not the fillet.
Which also highlights a surprising fact about byproducts. The skin and scales contain exceptionally high concentrations of calcium, iron, manganese, and phosphorus.
Often much higher than the muscle itself.
Instead of viewing skin and scales as processing waste, this proves they are highly valuable nutrient-dense components.
They can be repurposed into premium secondary products. It drives further efficiency and profitability in large-scale operations.
It is zero waste optimization. To summarize the core insights today, the aquaculture industry has an incredible capacity to fine-tune the mineral profile of Atlantic salmon through precise feed strategies.
But we need more data on fully grown, seawater-reared fish to truly perfect these formulations.
Because mastering growth and yield is only the baseline now.
Right. The future lies in biofortification and utilizing every single part of the fish to maximize nutritional output.
Which leads to a final provocative thought for you to consider for your own operations.
Yeah.
If we can now perfectly map the transfer of trace minerals from feed to fillet across different environments.
And actively elevate things like iodine without harming the fish.
Could we soon see the industry designing highly specific, tailor-made feed formulations that don't just optimize fish health, but are biologically engineered to cure the exact dietary mineral deficiencies of the human populations in the specific countries those fish are exported to?
It is a completely new frontier for global aquaculture.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the Aquaculture Podcast Show on your favorite platform. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook to stay updated on the latest episodes and industry insights. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.